We'll do it live! Fuck it!
Hey there, cats and kittens. I'm Mike Coughlin. Welcome to MMA and Stuff. I am joined alongside by my co-host, Nobody. Nobody's here. Now, for you regular listeners who made it through all 2 hours of last week's show, got to the very, very end, bless you and your hearts for doing that. You're true saints. For everybody else, you would have heard me discuss on the air with Matt. And he's like, I'm not going to be here. I have a wife. I have two kids and a family. And I'm going on vacation. And I'm going to Florida to be with my in-laws. I think it's his in-laws. And we're all going to be happy and nice. And I don't have time. Well, fuck you, Matt. Huh? I have time. I'm doing part of the show while in the car. I'm going to get it to an hour. And then, I figure, fuck you guys, I don't really give a shit. So it's going to be disorganized. The first part of it is, at least it's going to be in the old automobile here. It's a road rage radio for you old school listeners. I love you so much. And then I may finish up with in studio with the proper mic. Or I may just keep using the iPhone here because who gives a fuck? Like, I actually want things to sound decent audio quality-wise. But I think that there's something to be said for this guerrilla style, if you will. This is guerrilla podcasting. I think, I should have fucking copyrighted that. I like that. So yeah, it's just me, no Matt, which means that there's no format, which is good. That means we can talk about whatever we want, right? I feel like mom and dad are on vacation. They're out of town. We're partying now. We don't have that adult. I think Matt's only like a year or two older than I am, but, you know, he has a wife and kids. I had a wife once. He has a house and a real job. I'm kind of hoping for an early death and to leave a lot of debt behind because fuck paying your bills. Actually, I pay my bills. I don't really have student loans. So, we're going to be talking, I don't know, whatever we talk about in the show. UFC, Invicta, I guess, news from the world, shut up, thing, whatever you call it. And next week's show, I don't even know what we're going to do for next week, because I'll be unavailable next Wednesday when we record. So, hey, Matt, if you're listening, we got to do it on Tuesday. Or not at all, you motherfucker. Let's get to it! What is going on in the world of MMA? We had the UFC from London, England. That's a country and a city over in Europe. Last Saturday. I don't know, I'm not going to spend too much time reviewing shit. Because I always think Matt spends too much time reviewing it. And I know why he does it, because he's being smart, responsible. There's something to say for something being on the record for posterity's sake. So we can always, for all time, remember, hey, remember when we gave you guys that brilliant insight into that? To what you saw? But I, however, am not brilliant and have no insight, and I'm driving an automobile. So the odds of any real analysis is slim and none. And slim just butt-fucked your wife. You heard me. Actually, that's not true. I was going to make a Cyclops joke because his nickname, the old-school X-Men, was Slim. And just fuck you. So, London, England, decent show. Actually, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the show overall. There were the Arnold Allen fight. That fight was fucking awesome. I don't know why, but I remember just watching. Was it Arnold Allen? Or was that the fight that got... There were two fights that got called off. Maybe it was Arnold Allen. I should look it up. I don't know. It was a 45-pound fight. It was really good with, like, a white dude and a non-white dude. The non-white dude is, like, British or Swedish or something. I don't know. We also had Joe Duffy he looked fantastic. Well, yeah, he looked pretty good against Riza Madati. Riza is a good, solid wrestler, and he was able to wrestle Duffy at first, but really quickly, Joe Duffy turned that shit around. He's like, nah, I'm done. And from there, he just was a world's better striker. He didn't get out of position. He didn't get caught with something stupid. He did his job as a man does. A man does his job. And that was that. Main card, there was that fight. And then there was Brad Pickett's retirement. That was sad. He was, you know, took on Marlon Vera there. Vera was at 140. It was a catchweight fight because of short notice. Pickens, dude, you know, made 25, makes 35 with ease. So, yeah, going against a guy that was significantly bigger. And Pickett went out there. His chin's gone. He ain't what he once was. He was winning this fight for basically 14 minutes. And then he got kicked in the head and knocked the fuck out bad. He took shots that he didn't need to take on the ground at the very end there. I understand what the referee was doing. It was the wrong decision, though. That ref was just looking at this going, I don't want to fucking... Like, he was giving Pickett the benefit of the doubt. He was trying to give Pickett one last chance to stay in it, because I think everybody kind of knew if he could ride out that round, he probably would have won the fight. He shouldn't have. It should have been drawn, no matter at the worst. But, oh, whatever. Instead, it was finished, and it should have been a finish. Pickett... You know, everybody was sad. They were kind of booing. I thought Vera cut this great promo where I think it's Marlon Vera. I feel like it's not. All of a sudden, it's from Peru. All of a sudden, we're like, the people were booing. And then he's like, I love you guys. I love him. He was almost apologetic. The man was in tears at what happened. Like, you, just like a fight where he's like, almost didn't want to win. But, you know, it's a cage fight. You got to do what you got to do. And there's no honor in winning when the other guy quits or throws in the, throws the fight. That said, I would take any victory that way because I am a coward. Yeah. So, yeah, that sucked. What did suck were the two main events. Gunnar Nelson came, saw, and conquered. My gosh, did he just... It was a totally different level. Just outstruck, out-grappled, won in the second round. Looked good. Good for Gunnar Nelson, whose nickname is Gunny, which is a horrible fucking nickname. Your name is Gunnar. You don't need a nickname. Not everybody in the world needs a nickname. And while I understand that some names are like, technically Mike is a nickname, it's not really a nickname. Like, a nickname is something like, yeah, I call Tony Fatass. Like, that's a good nickname. Your name's Gunner. You don't need a nickname. Like, you don't need anything in the world. Your name's fucking Gunner. That's a great nickname. Yves Jablant. I'm sorry, Yves Jablant. Alan Jablant. Alan Joban. He needs a nickname. I think he's got one. Yeah, you know, he looked fine at first. He was doing okay with the striking. He did get taken down a mountain, but he survived the first round. And then he just got cracked in the head with a high kick. Out on his feet. Just definitely out like a fucking burnt out light bulb that was in Hiroshima. Out. He took some more shots. He's out on his feet and he did a half-ass shot. Nelson could have finished it probably with ground and pound right then and there, but instead he grabbed a guillotine, a deep guillotine. Joban somehow rolled with it a little bit, but Nelson held on to it, mounted with it, and that got that panicked, oh fuck, this hurts, I'm gonna die tap. Good for you, Gunnar Nelson. You're in the top 10-ish at welterweight, so I don't know what the fuck he fights. Matt Brown? There, I don't know. Matt Brown's like the go-to. I don't know who this guy should fight. How about Matt Brown? Oh, okay. And then the main event, Jimmy Manoa knocked the fuck out of Corey Anderson. Anderson just... He had nothing to do. He's a wrestler who can strike a little bit. Manoa is old. He's like 36, which is really old. Anybody older than me is really old. Ranked number 4 in the world, and he just waited and waited and landed. Basically, the first punch he landed knocked Anderson out dead cold. Just a human being, which the definition of starched, as the kids say these days. And, yeah, it was over. So, Manoa got the big win. He's in the mix at light heavyweight. He's shown that he's not at the level of the elites. But I don't know. I think it's Corey Anderson that lost to Shogun. I don't know if Manoa's fought Shogun or not. If not, then yeah, he should fight him. Even if he has, he should fight him. Winner of that gets a title shot. Because Ryan Bader's not getting a title shot. He is officially signed with Bellator. What a fucking segue! We don't do that shit with Grady's here, do we? No! Because Grady's he's not smooth like that. Plus, he has like a path for these things. And when you're working with me, let's face it, it's a little discombobulating, and you can't really just do whatever, whenever. Like, I can just do shit. Because I can be like, I'm done talking about that show. I can just move on. Smooth. Like, smooth jazz. But yeah, oh, Manoa looked good. He got the knockout. Overall, as a show, it looked pretty good. I enjoyed it. God, I wish every fucking show in the world was from... Actually, I wish every show was from Scotland. Because that one show they did last year, headlined by Bisping, it was like the best fucking show in the world. Was it last year? No, sorry, the year before. Was that 2015? Oh, fuck yeah, that was 2015. Was it 2015? Maybe they've done two. It couldn't have been Bisping on top last year. I don't know. There was one, Joanne Calderwood. No, that's last year. Like, it was in July, so it wasn't last year. Maybe it was? I should stop. Matt, look it up. So, Scotland. British crowds in general are just fucking awesome. United Kingdom crowds are great. And if you throw in Ireland proper, because Northern Ireland, Belfast, is part of the United Kingdom. Oh, I know my shit! I don't know if Ireland itself is considered part of the Commonwealth, though. I know they're not in the United Kingdom. They may be part of the Commonwealth. Like, Canada's part of the Commonwealth. Australia is part of the Commonwealth. America, not part of the Commonwealth, because we got a clean motherfucking break. 100%. Put that little 100 sign the kids use for their Instagramming. I don't know what the fuck that means. I don't know what the fucking fire one means either. No clue at all. Genuinely thought it was a burning piss reference. So I'm like, why are you bragging about that? So yes, as I said, Ryan Bader, however, will not be fighting for the UFC championship anytime soon. He signed with Bellator in a 6-fight deal. It's basically a 2-year contract. He immediately said he wanted Phil Davis. He's beat Phil Davis before by split decision several years ago in a fight that was awful. I don't even remember it. That's how I know it was awful. And let's face it, you know, who else is he going to fight? Actually, next week, we have Quentin Rampage Jackson versus Muhammad Lawal in a rematch of a shit fight right here in Chicago. And I begrudgingly am going to it. El Matador, Manny Sanchez fights on the show. It'll probably be a decent show. I don't know. Bellator's also got a pay-per-view coming. I got a lot of shit to talk about. Bellator's a fucking... They are in the news this week. This week is all Bellator. Even though it's an Invicta show this Saturday, Darren Wadsworth, Mr. Daza himself, did his usual amazing as all get out preview of it here at halfguarded.com. So you should read that. I'll be recapping it. Sober. I mean, alcohol sober. I'm like a dry drunk. I looked that up. I am a dry drunk for sure. I have self-destructive behavior that goes beyond my addiction to alcohol. Lent still is going on, so I'm still clean and sober. Yeah, Bader's in Bellator, though. The terms of the contract are unique. I don't know what the money is, but we'll find out soon enough. I bet it's not very good. But essentially, he is negotiated a contract where they have to give him 3 fights in a year if he's physically able to do it. So, like, if he turns... So, it's a 6-fight deal. But if he's healthy, he can do all 6 fights in the next 2 years. And if the Bellator does not give him the fight, like, if they can't schedule him the fights quick enough within that the 1-year period of time every year for the 3 fights, he gets paid for that fight. Now, I don't know if that counts towards his total that he owes the company or not. But either way, he's going to get paid for, if he's physically able, he's going to get paid for 3 fights each year. And he wants to win the title, and I think it works for him. That's great. That's where he should be. He's the kind of guy that should be a big fish in a small pond. Most of these guys who are between, you know, numbers 5 and 10 in the UFC, almost any weight class, if they don't have, a unique charisma, or, you know, if they're not a Donald Cerrone type where they could realistically expect to kind of be given a title shot once they're close. If you're someone like Bader who's going to have to earn it. Go to Bellator. Have fights that are going to be easier. What's the competition for him? He's going to fight King Mo, Rampage again, Phil Davis again. Those are both fights he's won. And then, I don't know, Liam McGeary. Like, there's basically like three or four dudes in the company that are realistic opponents for him. Stephen Bonner or something like that. all the fights he can take there in Bellator. He'll be higher profile. And remember, I think a lot of people forget when it comes to your profile in a company. It's not just about where you are on a card or who you're fighting. A lot of, you know, being the main event of a show, it's not just that people are going to watch it. Even if people don't watch that show, I've been an advocate of this, probably for over a decade now. Oh my gosh. Over a decade doing this shit. Fuck my life. But yeah, when you're in the main event, you can advertise in the main event. They put your name all over television and the commercials. You seem more important. A guy who main events a pay-per-view and is advertised as main event in pay-per-view, even if the pay-per-view doesn't draw well that first time, he is important. And people will remember that he's important. It gets into their subconscious fight fan. Their fight fan's subconscious? I don't know. And so I really am a firm believer that shit matters. And that, yeah, it matters. So this will help Bader. Look, his career wasn't going to get any... It's not going to go any worse. Yeah, if he loses in Bellator, that sucks for his career. But let's face it, if you're going to lose in Bellator, you probably would have lost in the UFC. And in the UFC, the upside, yeah, if you go to a title shot, it's great. But he wasn't going to get a title shot this year. Just zero chance of that. It's Rumble and Cormier on the 8th of April. John Jones will be back in July, and he's going to get the winner of that for sure. And then after that, maybe there's one more fight at the end of the year. Maybe. And if you're Ryan Bader, you're probably not the guy they're going to be rushing to put into that slot. You have to win minimum of one, maybe two fights between now and then. If you're, you know, you go to Bellator, you do a two-year stint there, so it could be in the Army, you're going to come out, you might have a six-fight winning streak, you might hold their title. And you, you know, might have raised your profile more. If I'm Ryan Bader, the easiest... The better path to a UFC championship, which is what you want, is to go to Bellator, win their title, come back, and if you're Dana, you're going to be like, fuck that. You know what? The guy's won six in a row at that point. He's got their title. Yeah, let's do it. And, yeah, you know, obviously he's already been at the top of the mountain. Right? I should say he's already had his climb to the top of the mountain, and he didn't make it. And he's kind of boring and a dullard anyways, so he's got to restart. And, you know, the most guaranteed money for him at this stage in his career, probably for the best. You know, even if he loses three in a row, the UFC would cut him for sure. Bellator might not. It's Bellator. They can't really be picking. They're beggars. Although they do have, they're begging. Shut up, thing! I'm turning that off. Bellator is begging us to watch their pay-per-view in June. Ugh, there's a thing. I bet Bader probably will be on that show. It'll have a dual headline of Fyodor Emelianenko fighting Matt Mitrione. Yes, they're booking that again. We'll see if it happens. And is the co-main event, and you could probably say fairly co-main event, Chael Sonnen versus Wanderlei Silva. Who knows? I will say, in my mind, Sonnen's loss to Tito Ortiz, it's actually really hurt him. Even though it's a different story with Wanderlei, different size. They're two middleweights who are probably going to fight at light heavyweight. But just when I saw him against Tito, if he lost to Tito, it would be one thing. But the way he went out was just such a bitch way to go out. He looked so bad that I'm like, I don't want to see him against Wanderlei. But I don't know. When that Saturday comes around, I'm going to be looking at going, where can I find a free stream of this? Because I don't know if they're going to pay for it. But I'll still be interested to be... All right, it's going to be Chael versus Wanderlei. Something will happen. It'll be in the knockout or a ground and pound or something. Fyodor Mitrione, that's whatever. They're making people pay for it on pay-per-view now. I don't think that they're in any position to be demanding people pay for a pay-per-view featuring one guy coming off, years-long layoff from real competition. And that was in part because he had steroid failure. Versus another guy who had a steroid failure that kept him out of competition for several years and only came back to lose in like a minute to Tito fucking Ortiz. So, yeah, pay to see that or to see Matt Mitrione. Yeah, Matt fucking Mitrione versus Fyodor. You can argue with Fyodor, he's got a name, and like anything Fyodor does, it's like Mike Tyson fighting. Once you have a real name like that, you're always going to be kind of interesting. But I'm fucking paid to see you fight Mitrione. Holy fuck. Affliction put on better main events. These Tim Sylvia and Andrei Arlovski were formerly, you know, world title holders. Matt Mitrione's greatest athletic accomplishment was like being cut from a practice squad of the NFL. And he's an asshole. Fuck him. Whatever, that's Bellator. There's other things. I'm getting kind of close-ish to home. So I'll probably switch. I have some stuff I saved. I'm like, ooh, I should talk about that. Yeah. Like, actually, I put some stuff on the phone here. I gotta go to the store. I just came from my psychiatrist, so I gotta go to the store and pick up my pills so I don't snap and freak out, man! Yeah, there's an update from SportsCenter about the Giants. What did I record here? Ryan Bader? Nope. Oh, Conor McGregor had his suspension with Nevada reduced. Uh-oh, Nevada looking stupid and incompetent? Who'd have thunk it? I'll give Nevada, they get a little grace period here because Pat Lundvall is gone. She's gone. And she was the cunt running everything before. I can say cunt, I'd say about a guy. It's an equal opportunity insult these days. All right? She's just a dumb woman, though. And she's gone, and she was the one to put this mega, 50 hours community service, $75,000 fine or some shit like that with Connor in play in the first place. It's since been reduced to 25 hours of community service and a $25,000 fine. I think it's $25,000. Or maybe it's been reduced to $75,000, $150,000. I feel like in my mind it was $150,000. Maybe that's neat. I don't know. So yeah, it's been reduced because somebody looked at it and goes, that's fucking stupid. There's grown men playing pro wrestler and throwing a water bottle. Big fucking deal. Like, it's just, what a waste. So Nate will probably get his reduced as well. Just glad to see some sanity returning to the world of Nevada. I'm going to walk through the grocery store now as I go to get my prescription. That ought to work well. This is professional, right? As I look at the homeless people standing outside. Homeless people bother me because they have no homes. Actually, if you're homeless, you don't just have no home. You have no family and friends. You burned all those bridges. That sucks. I feel bad for them. I do. I don't want them to touch me. But, you know, that's because I don't want to get them sick. All right, I'm going to... I'm not going to rate it. I'm at 22 minutes. So, yeah, I'll end this. Come back after, a short commercial break.
The Half-Guarded Hour here at HalfGuarded.com is proudly brought to you by our sponsor, smoking. While we cannot legally tell people under the age of 18 to smoke, we can say that anyone between the ages of 14 and 23 instantly looks cooler if they do. So when you're thinking about your future, don't. Instead, grab a pack, light up, and look like the badass you always imagined yourself to be. Sure, one day you'll be drowning your own fluids, but that's later, and this is now. Smoking. It's not a habit. It's just cool.
That was a short little commercial break, wasn't it? Isn't it fun when we have sponsors? Yep, I'm back. I got the iPad. I'm sitting here watching a dog chew a bone. Two dogs chew two bones. There were three bones, but one of them got buried somewhere. I decided to have to bust out the equipment. I think that if you use the old iPhone head earbuds here, it works pretty well. With my old iPhone with the cord that you have to use to plug in the earphone. Oh, what a sap I am. But I wanted to make mention, though, to be thorough, that there were two fights from London I didn't talk about, which I should. Well, I kind of mentioned the Arnold Allen. It was Arnold Allen. My memory's great. When he beat Makwan Amirakani. That was a really great fight that I liked a lot. And I totally just forgot even though I shouldn't have, the greatest knockout, one of the best knockouts you're going to see in a while, Mark Diakesi, knocked the fuck out of Teemu Pakkalan. I guessed it at 30 seconds, and it was exactly 30 seconds. Diakesi came out, did a bunch of spinny kicks. Some landed, some didn't. Then he just hit a check right, boom, ended the night. Teemu went down like Ric Flair flopping. It was a thing. Yeah, it was definitely a thing. There is some more news out there. I don't know. Like, I'm not going to give a fucking an hour on this shit. I just know I'm not. Because I just don't care. I just don't have it in me. I got Wheel of Fortune on in 20 minutes. I'm not missing Wheel of Fortune. Yeah, that's right. I watch Wheel of Fortune all the time. There is Invicta this weekend. I'll get back to some of the other news later. Invicta is a rematch, headlined by a rematch of Tanya Evinger defending her 135-pound title against Jana Kunitskaya. Fucking Eastern Euro chick, Jana. They fought before a couple of months back. It ended in like the first round real quick. Evinger got a takedown. Jana grabbed an armbar. Evinger placed her foot on Jana's face to get leverage to break the hold, which is legal. The referee, however, said it was not legal, demanded Tanya stop. That immediately led to the armbar being finished. In a rarity, an athletic commission looked at something and overturned the decision, ruling it a no contest. So that's why we're back here now with this rematch. So, you know, look, say what you will about the way that the armbar was finished. The fact that Jana was able to grab it even that close, that quickly against Evinger, I think it says something about the old Kunitskaya, Jana, Blondie. So yeah, whatever. I mean, yeah. I got some of my teeth. I don't know what to expect out of it. It's just fucking women's fighting. Although, again, I do love Invicta, so we shall see. Livia Hanata Souza taking Ayaka Hamasaki at strawweight. Hamasaki coming back after having lost her title. Eh, whatever. No one cares. Deanna Bennett, Jody Escabel. Fine. Jin Yufrey, friend of the site, takes on Yanesa Morandin. Jin Yufrey, who dresses up dresses up like Chun-Li from Street Fighter all the time. So you know her. Usually fun fights. It's an atom weight, which is a real weight class, 105 pounds. Yeah, you know, it's somebody to watch. Again, it's a name you know. Amber Brown takes on Ashley Cummins. This is also atom weight. Yeah, well, it'll probably be fine. I like them both. Suna Ranvig Davidsdottir versus Mallory Martin. Mallory Martin, I'm pretty sure, is American. Suna Ranvig Davidsdottir is from one of the Scandinavian countries. I'm pretty sure. She got a tattoo on her chest. Glimmed, I don't know. Should it be a striking affair, I'm guessing? Cal Holiday, Miranda Maverick, Felicia Spencer, Madison McElhaney. So, yeah, I mean, it's Invicta. Every time Invicta has a show, it's good. It's just the rule of Invicta. Their shows are always fun, and if you don't like it, then there's something wrong with you. Other people that have things wrong with them would be War Machine, John Coppenhaver, the former John Coppenhaver, and we now have to call him War Machine because he legally changed his name because he's, well, a well-balanced individual. He was found guilty of his battery of Christy Mack. Everybody says assault, and it's not assault. It was assault. It was assault and battery. You ever notice how you hear the term assault and battery? Yeah, and you ever wonder why do people say assault? Assault is, a battery is the unwanted physical contact, the unwanted intentional contact with another person. Just pushing somebody, touching them, in theory, it could be battery. Now, nobody's ever going to charge you with touching somebody, really, but it is, in theory, a battery. So the battery is punching somebody. Assault is threatening a battery. So if I say, I'm going to punch you, and I'm holding my fist up, that's assault. You have to be in imminent fear of a battery occurring. So I can't be like on the phone being like, but I'm going to come over, I'm going to beat the shit out of you. That's not assault. Now, that could be some other crime, but that's not assault. Now, assault can also doesn't have to be verbal. I can swing at you with my fist, and if I miss, that's assault. Because, again, it's the threat of a battery. It can be a verbal or nonverbal threat. So, and yes, you can batter somebody without assaulting them. If I come up behind you like a ninja and punch you in the back of the head, that's a battery. It's not assault. And it's important that we have a distinction because the assault is, you can see where there's a difference. If somebody comes up and smacks you from behind in the head and you go out cold, that hurts. That's not fun, but it's not necessarily mentally traumatic to you in the same way as laying there as you watch somebody beat you and things like that. Similarly, you know, just because somebody misses the punch doesn't mean that you haven't been harmed. You know, fearing for your physical well-being, that takes its toll on you. I mean, we have crimes like attempted murder, but imagine, you know, somebody shoots at you with a gun and they miss. You still feel something. You still got some rights there. You're like, oh, somebody violated my rights. So anyways, all this ties back to War Machine, who was found guilty on, oops, I just made a noise with the thing, on 29 of 34 counts related to his assault and battery of Christy Mack, as I wrote. Assault and battery. Let's see. I wrote all this too. He was found guilty of battery constituting domestic violence. Fine. Sexual assault. Oh, I don't want to say fine anymore. And preventing a victim from reporting a crime. Which you understand why that'd be a crime. He was, let's see here. The jury was hung on the charges of attempted murder. And a hung jury is what you think. The jury is split. And he was found not guilty, which is 12 to nothing in the other way, on intent to commit sexual assault, coercion sexually motivated, and burglary with a deadly weapon. Now, when they say sexual assault in that context, it does not mean the way I said before, because there's no such thing as sexual battery. How he was found guilty of sexual assault and not... Oh, it's battery with intent to commit sexual assault. I see. Okay. So they're basically, the jury is saying that they believe that layman's terms, he raped her and he beat her, but he didn't beat her to cause the rape, that they were separate from one another. Okay. I mean, you're splitting hairs there. Should he have been found guilty of, like, attempted murder? It's so circumstantial. And I mean, it's, you know, so fact-dependent. I don't know. I wasn't there. I have a real pet peeve with people that, you know, the Nancy Grace types of the world where they see something and all of a sudden they've got to make their moral crusade and then they talk to you on the news every night and then people watch these talking head morons and suddenly they're all self-righteous and filled with anger and blah, 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 blah. It's like, shut up, all right? Just shut the fuck up. I'm tired of it. I don't care. You weren't there. And being in the courtroom, seeing the evidence firsthand is always different. Always. It just is. It's just the reality of the world, all right? So stop believing people are guilty because you saw it on TV. You jag off. So, and other news, about half an hour at least, what is the other news? Oh, Jorge Masvidal still going out there with his, the UFC's using me to take out guys they don't like, sure. Oh, South Korea's Battlefield Fighting Championship gives, yeah, they paid their fighters with IOUs. They didn't get money, they get an IOU. This is a show they had fights, and they had, grappling matches. Jeff Glover, a great, very popular, well-known jiu-jitsu practitioner, came out and was like, hey, I didn't get paid. They just handed me an IOU, which, sure. He's basically like, I'm not going to get paid for this. Ooh, as a side note, related to this kind of, In May, I believe it on Dream, Shinya Aoki will be engaging in a grappling match against Gary Tonin. So Aoki's going to die. I mean, Tonin's bigger than him and is a far more active street grappler. Aoki's got his, he's got his rubber guard, and he's, Aoki's not a slouch grappler by any means, but Tonin's going to grab an ankle and just rip it off. So, bye, Aoki's legs. And if you're a fighter out there listening, and I know you are, don't fight for Battlefield Fighting Championship. Why does everything have to be Fighting Championship? I know why, because it's the Ultimate Fighting Championship. But you don't say the Pride Fighting Championship, Battlefield Fighting, like, you're alternating to the FC. It's like, it's like when American soccer teams, we're FC. It's like your football club, Dallas, really? Shut up. First of all, we're Americans. It would be Dallas FC, not FC Dallas. We don't put the adjectives before the nouns. I mean, we do, but you know what I'm saying. That is weird. We say Dallas Football Club. Yeah, it's whatever. I guess Dallas is the modifier in that. Yeah, these Euros, the football club, FC Barcelona, and shut up. Be American. Damn it, it's a great country. Modern, some of your disagreements notwithstanding. But everything is fighting championships. It's, I don't know. Pride, everything, Bellator at least is Bellator. Yeah, I know. I'm spending way too much time on this. BBC Three had a documentary on weight cutting. Don't know why I screen capped this. Weight cut. Can I lose 10% of my body weight overnight? That's not that much. Like, if you're a lightweight, that's cutting 15 pounds. That's not a ton of weight overnight. Jimmy Manoa says, Jimmy Manoa says he doesn't want to fight John Jones. That's right. He doesn't want to fight the biggest star, the best fighter in his division, because he's been banned for steroids, direct quote. Right, Jimmy. Right. If they offer you John Jones, and he said he would take it, you should be begging for John Jones. If your choices are John Jones or Anthony Johnson, choose John Jones. You're going to make more money, and you have a better chance of winning. Well, I don't know if you have a better chance of winning, but it's a bigger fight. I'd rather fight John Jones. If I'm Manoa, I'd rather fight Jones than Cormier. Because I think he's, the way he matches up, I mean, fuck, you don't want to fight John Jones under any circumstances. There's really no, like, that's a good, better matchup, but given Cormier's heavy, heavy wrestling presence, I wouldn't want to fight him if I was a Brit, because they can't wrestle. Chael Sonnen said that Conor McGregor versus Floyd Mayweather, if it were to happen, would humiliate boxing. And it's basically, I guess you get most quote, I'm the boxing guy. Watch me take over boxing. Trust me on that. No one in this boxing, oh, that's Conor talking shit about how he knows everything about boxing. Yeah, but Chael basically said, like, it looks so bad if, like, a guy who's never fought before comes in and fights the greatest guy in the world and all this stuff. Basically made the exact same arguments that were made about CM Punk inside the UFC. And they were a joke then, and it'd be bad for boxing. He basically said, if it kind of lasts more than 30 seconds, it's a win. I think it would depend. Conor can lose a fight and still come out ahead, no doubt. I mean, if he goes in there and he's competitive in any way, shape, or form, fuck, if he lasted 12 rounds, people go, holy shit, like, he went 12 rounds with a guy who's in a different sport. And I think people would understand it. But I think if he just goes out there and gets blitzed and knocked out real bad, there's enough people out there, your casual fans, that they're not going to totally be satisfied with that. MMA is just, because of the nature of the sport, with it being, this mix of everything, there is some expectation that you would go out there and do okay in the other variations of your sport, the other disciplines that comprise MMA. If a boxer goes in MMA, everybody's like, look, we all know you just take that boxer down and it doesn't work anymore. And so people are, I think, very forgiving. They go, he's just boxes. But when you're a mixed martial artist, you box and you wrestle and you do jiu-jitsu. Don't be the assholes, by the way, everybody. It's like, I box and kickbox. Like, shut up. Like, I do kickboxing and Muay Thai. Shut up. Yes, you're just trying to be like a snob, the fighting snob. Like, look at me, I know the difference between these two. Yes, yes, there's a little difference. It's the same sense of, like, if you're Sambo versus Jiu-Jitsu, Greco-Roman versus freestyle wrestling, whatever. But it's still wrestling. This is what you do. So shut up, you assholes. Whatever. We'll see if the fight ever happens. I hope it does. Just so we can get it over with. Actually, I want to see it happen just because it would be this event. I have no idea. I mean, to touch the Manny Pacquiao fight with Floyd would be really something else. I don't know if it could do that. I think it would have pretty much the same level of mainstream interest. But Pacquiao had a built-in Filipino base. It's just he did. There were people that didn't give a shit about anything except for Manny Pacquiao. I know this because a friend of mine married a Filipino dude. And I went over once to their place to watch a Manny Pacquiao fight. It was before they fought Floyd. This was years ago. They cared about it because it was Pacquiao. They tried, oh yeah, a little bit of this and that. But they didn't know boxing. They didn't give a shit. They cared about their guy. Fine, whatever. That's the definition of an ethnic draw. Floyd, I don't know if he's got a little bit of an ethnic draw. I do get the sense that there's a lot of black people, particularly in America, that like Floyd and just like Floyd. But I think there's so many other black boxers that it's not really a unique aberration the way that Pacquiao is. Whatever, it doesn't matter. Conor's UFC fans, you know, they all tune in. And obviously there's a lot of mixed martial arts fans that don't watch boxing because one of them gets a lot of buys on pay-per-view and the other one doesn't. Hey, dog. We'll see. Yeah, it'll just be fun to see something big and crazy. I like crazy shit happening. I like watching the world burn, and that's the burning of the world. It doesn't affect me. It doesn't affect MMA at all. Even if it loses credibility to other people, I don't care. Nobody's going to, you know, stop. The fighters can still fight. The fight tricks can still happen. So, fine. I don't care. It'd just be annoying to hear the boxing fans. But whatever. Fuck them. Misha Tate, by the way, said that she's never coming out of retirement except to fight Ronda Rousey. And, like, a year ago, I would have been like, yeah, that's never going to happen. Actually, no. A year ago at this time, I would have thought, yeah, that's definitely going to happen. Because I think by this point a year ago, Tate was champion. Think about that. A year ago, she was champion of the world, having just won one of the most dramatic fights in women's MMA history. And now she does random Q&As in London and bounces her boobies around. But, you know, I mean, I can definitely see that happening. Because if Ronda wants to fight one last time, that'd be a great fight for Ronda for her last fight of her career. Her big rival, it's something she knows she can win. Blah, no one cares. Dana White says that he's been checking out Mackenzie Dern, and she has a lot of potential. In other words, she's attractive and has some skills. That's not a shock. Everybody thought Dern had a lot of upside even before she had her first professional fight. I still stand by my belief that she's not going to make it at the top level. She'll get to the UFC, but I don't think she ever becomes a world champion in MMA. I have a feeling. Not even a feeling. I have knowledge. My intelligent brain knowledge. There's a bunch of pictures of War Machine that I had. So yeah, that's all the major news, I guess. And there may have been something else. I don't really care. We did Bellator. We did Invicta. We did UFC. Oh, World Series of Fighting had their show this weekend. I saw the Dagestani guy fight. That was boring. Lance Palmer lost to a dude's like 14-0 now, and actually pretty good. I mean, there's enough talent in the world at 145 pounds and below that you can get an idea if a guy is good, even if they're in Bellator, like, or even 155, like Justin Gaethje. Not that you necessarily have to think the guy is, you know, top of the food chain elite, but there's definitely enough guys out there you go, okay, he could compete with the big boys. And then a main event, whoever that heavyweight champion. Ivanov, the Sambo world champion, to beat Fyodor. Yeah, he won. That was World Series of Fighting. I watched some of it. Not all of it. Most of it, I think. No, I got dogs over here. I'm looking forward to tonight. It's Wednesday night. I'm not doing it. I don't have to do it. I'm not doing the show with Matt.
I got to watch Legion as it happened. So, yeah, I don't know. I got nothing. I could do stuff, but I don't want to do stuff. The show's... You got your 40-plus minutes here. Throwing the shit at the end of the show for almost 45. For somebody that's really, really does not give a shit. Fuck you. Yeah, I don't care. I've had good writing this week. And I got good writing coming up. Mostly about PBS being a piece of shit. Let's get rid of PBS. You can already hear people like reflexively like their sphincters tight, like, oh, really? No, not TBS. What are you, a meanie? Like, they think like children aren't going to watch TV if you don't have PBS. Fuck that. Parents spend so much money on little brat kids. And their parents that don't have any money, probably bad people. That's why they're poor, because they're bad people. There's a logic to that. There are no such thing as bad people. That's my new theory. Whenever people say, oh, why do bad things happen to good people? Because they're not good. They're just bad people. We don't know that they're bad yet. You know, like Africa. Entire continent full of evil people in waiting. Nobody wants to admit it, but it's true. Also, I was thinking about Bruce Jenner. Caitlyn Jenner. And I remember it was like, you know, the whole controversy in the bathroom with the trannies and all this stuff. And trannies is the word used because transgender just sounds fucking retarded. It just feels like it's one of those words that's not going to be the word soon. Like, people don't say retarded, mentally disabled. It was mentally challenged, mentally disabled. Now it's differently abled or whatever. It's like, whatever. You know that transgender is not going to be the appropriate word in 10 years. Or there's tranny, that's rude, there's transsexual. Now it's like, don't say transsexual, it's transgendered. It's just man or woman. It's just person. We're all just people. And that's why I see headlines like, you know, we need to start thinking that abortion is not just for women. What? What? Fuck off, The Nation. My whole life all I've heard is this shit. Oh, the woman's right to choose. Now you're telling me it's dudes too. Like, you just... How far up your own ass of delusion do you have to be? You can actually say with a straight face, yeah, men have abortions too. Like, a man can be pregnant. You're so devoted to your idea of, you know, apparently your gender or sex, whichever, they differentiate between the two, or not assigned to you at birth and whatever. It's like, you're saying dudes can have babies. All right, we're not fucking seahorses here. We're people. Men don't have babies. I know it sounds really stupid to say that out loud, but I say that out loud, and that's a sentence that you have to say out loud in 2017. We're not becoming more progressive and understanding and crap like that. No, when you say things like men can have babies, you're just retarded. You're just fucking morons. You really are. But that's the thing, it's like, when it comes to trannies, we always seem to worry about the dudes becoming women. It's like, you really want your daughter in a locker room with a chick with a dick? People are like, well, that doesn't really happen. It's like, that does happen, and I think it's a legitimate question. It doesn't mean that the answer has to be yes or no. It doesn't mean that there's a legitimate, you know, the question can be legitimate without the answer being an affirmation of the question. But you know, we always worry about dudes becoming women. Like, you know, we worry about like a dick flopping out of a dress. Nobody's ever really worried about chicks becoming dudes. Like, nobody's out there going, do you really want a woman wearing khakis and a tie to pee in the stall next to you? We're all like, well, it's her funeral there. I mean, we're dudes. Men know what it's like in the bathroom. I don't know why women want to be near us. I think any woman who's ever been married is like, fuck that shit. There's a reason that, like, rich married people each have their own bathroom. It's not because they're shy. It's because men are pigs. Oh, my other joke I made about St. Patty's Day. St. Patty? Ugh. St. Patty's Day. Because, you know, here in America we have the Irish car bomb drink. I think that's like a shot of whiskey, Irish whiskey, and they drop it in a Guinness and drink the whole thing or whatever. I've decided they should create a drink called the American School Shooting. It's a series of shots that you then ignore a day later. Yeah, you heard me.
Also, by the way, everybody, never confuse a rim job with a rim shot. You get kicked out of Sam Ash if you do that. Same reason, like, by the way, back to the trainees. There's obvious physical difference between men and women. Men get whiskey dick. You've never heard of whiskey pussy. No woman's ever been like, I really want to have sex. I just can't get in the mood. Like, I don't really know how it happens, but they just kind of get wet. And you're like, oh, look at that. You're sopping. I mean, you could, like, seriously get it in there a little bit. You build up a little momentum. That thing just comes to life. Whereas, meanwhile, like, you're drunk enough as a guy, you'll be sitting there staring at your floppy, limp meat sock. And all you're thinking is, please, just work. Please work. And you're desperate for it to work. And if it does work, you're desperate for it to do its full job. And when it doesn't, you feel, duh. You just feel so let down. You ever get that feeling you're just so horny you'd fuck anything? I mean, what I'm really saying is, anybody else want kids? Also, I want to start pretending I have Tourette's so that I can swear at people. I mean, there's bug chasers. Dudes are bug chasers. For those of you that are lucky enough to know what a bug chaser is, that is a gay man that goes out of his way to have unprotected sex with other gay men that he suspects or hopes have AIDS or HIV. That's right, he's chasing the bug. He wants to contract a life-ending disease. I don't think that lesbians do this. Setting aside the whole part where they don't really get AIDS, because basically the only people that get AIDS are gay men. It's true. It was originally called gay man's disease. And it's not... It's one of those great flukes of nature where people are like, don't say that. It's like, it's just an objective fact. It doesn't make gay people evil or wrong or they deserve it or anything. It's just that most people with AIDS are gay men. Because the act of anal sex and the tearing results in blood. And the blood mixing with someone else's blood or semen is how you get AIDS. You do. That's how it happens. And so, you know, if you're at regular vaginal sex between a man and a woman, that can result in AIDS because the sperm can carry it, I believe. I'm not 100% sure on that. But, like, if a chick's got AIDS and you're a dude, unless you're banging her on the rag, and even then, it's going to be tough to get it. So what I'm saying is, if you have AIDS right now, chances are you're gay. Okay, if you're listening to my show, you're probably an intravenous drug user. Fine. Everybody else, gay. And that's the show. I'm going to end on the word gay. Because I got dogs looking at me, and I got trips I want to eat. Hi, doggy. You look tired out from eating that bone, don't you? So, yes, I did the show. You got enough out of me that if you complain, I don't care. So thanks for listening. Until next time, whatever happens, I remain your humble host, Mike Coughlin, for MMA and stuff, saying to one and all, good fight, good night. Et au revoir, mes amis.
I'm finished.
Hi, everyone. I'm Mike Coughlin for HalfGuarded.com. If anybody's actually listening to this part, I'll be surprised. But I realized, as a practicing attorney, I should probably mention somewhere, like they do in the movies, the motion pictures, that everything you've heard is exclusive copyright and trademark and every other legal designation permitted within the United States or any other grid country. HalfGuarded.com owns everything you just heard. Nobody else does. If they stole it from us, I will find you and I will kill you because I have a special set of skills. Also, anybody that's listening to this, email mike@halfguarded.com. I've never really used email, but I can get shit from it. If you've actually heard this, I'm not kidding, I will send you $5 via PayPal. I'm really curious to see if anybody in the world will ever fucking hear this. $5 for somebody. I'll probably do it for everybody that listens, unless it gets out of control, and then I'll just delete this part. But until that time comes, everything you heard is property of the halfguarded.com website. Bye. Oh, and yes, I'm aware that putting in a copyright thing at the end of a podcast where I've probably stolen music from somebody else is weird, but I promise to pay those artists if they ever request it. Halfguarded.com. Go!